Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Phil Tseng of the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking about traceability in Japan in just a moment. Wheat growers, when's the last time you tried something new that really paid off? Well, here's your chance. Attend Canola U Tuesday, May 3rd in Oklahoma City. Canola U will help you successfully grow winter canola and improve your wheat crop through higher yields and grain quality. Your instructors will be university experts, seasoned farmers, and industry professionals. There's no charge to attend Canola U. Just call 1-855-4-CANOLA or log on to www.canolau.com for more information. Canola U is sponsored by High Plains Journal and DeKalb. Sign up now. Some folks believe that canola may be the perfect rotational crop for hard red winter wheat. And this year's canola looks pretty good, even in these dry conditions. Canola prices remain at a nice premium over wheat, and with PCOM, you've got an easy way to market your canola and capture that premium. To learn more about canola as a rotational crop for your wheat, give Heath Sanders a call at 405-232-7555. 405-232-7555. Producers Cooperative Oil Mill, proud sponsors of our daily email. The Japanese livestock industry has been hit hard by first the earthquake, then the tsunami, and now the nuclear accident that has hit the prefectures or the states where a lot of that livestock production occurs. Phil Tseng of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says that for the U.S. livestock industry, including the cattle business, it does mean the Japanese may at some point be asking for more traceability simply because of the fears that their consumers have about what's going on in their own country.
When you look at the Japanese behavior and how they're looking at this, you have a country that's over 60% dependent on imported products. And that number has gone up now again as a result of this tragedy. Obviously, the Japanese consumers who have been traumatized by this whole issue, and over the past, not only with BSE, but avian influenza, you know, they've had issues over the years with China, and we can go into all the different, from eels to all types of things where there's been, how would you say, tainted or product that has been adulterated, if you will. And so this has become a major concern to the Japanese consumers, and I would say that, you know, they really do want to know where their product is produced. In Japan, they want to know where their local product is produced, and I think this is going to play even more so as far as a product that's coming in from abroad. And we're seeing Japan, for example, they're importing a lot of product immediately from China and Korea as a result of this. Korean exports to Japan went up over 100% in agricultural products just in the last 2 months. And what that means is all that product is identified where it's from in Korea, this type of thing, because they're very concerned there also with the foot and mouth disease and other issues. So I think you're going to see more and more consumers and more people, not only the consumers, but companies who import the product, they're going to want to understand totally where these products are coming from. And we're seeing this with some of the major retailers. This is playing out with major retailers in Japan and also foreign retailers in Japan. It's the same thing.
President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Tseng. Presently, the United States providing age verification to the Japanese marketplace, certifying that the beef that we are sending into Japan coming from carcasses of animals that are 20 months of age or younger. It's really the only certification or verification that we can offer the Japanese at this particular time. If they demand more, well, that would be a market-driven demand for traceability, something that would be well beyond what is being demanded by Uncle Sam, potentially, in a new animal disease traceback system that could be unveiled in the immediate future. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, Express Ranch's grass time sale is coming up Friday, April 29th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma at 12 noon. Got 750 head they'll be selling, including 125 Angus bulls, 150 spring calving registered Angus females, 50 fall calving bred heifers, and a whole lot more. For more information, you can give them a call at 1-800-664-3977 or go to their website, www.expressranches.com, for more information. Express Ranch's grass time sale coming Friday, April 29th. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.